Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, it's hard to believe, but it's 3 months since my next guest returned to the programme to give advice and guidance on the COVID emergency. Dr. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of Psychology at UCD, Principal Clinical Psychologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital, is back with us again. 3 months, Paul.
3 months today, yeah.
And we have talked our way through the COVID crisis, through many aspects of it. And one that you talked about last week was this whole issue of chronic stress and this impact on society.
And, you know, for the last three weeks, we looked specifically at stress. And I think those interviews, those pieces are on the programme page.
They are. They're on our website. Yeah.
But we talked last week particularly about the impact of chronic stress on society, how chronic stress erodes the qualities, the most noble qualities that we have as human beings, our capacity for ordinary, decent human kindness, compassion, empathy. That chronic stress erodes those. It really weakens and lowers those. And that's the real tragedy of chronic stress and society.
Because we have seen huge amounts of social solidarity. We've seen great civic mindedness over all of this time, over the 3 months.
It's been quite incredible. I think we've realised that our immunity, our very survival, our well-being as a community is the result of our community, is the result of the collective responsibility. We realise that actually we're not independent at all. You know, our survival, it depends on human cooperation. And I think if COVID-19 has really told us this loud and clear, in the words of the wonderful poet again, Mary Oliver, that COVID-19 really announced our place in the family of things. You know, in many ways, what we've seen, the incredible acts of kindness, communities coming together, that kind of civic mindedness and solidarity really demonstrates the capacity of human beings to cooperate and to care for one another, you know? And I often think, you know, it's something that's overlooked. You know, there is quite a pessimistic view of humanity out there. And really, COVID-19 has really challenged that. You know, over the last 12 weeks or so, there's been, at the outset, there was all sorts of predictions about, you know, the breakdown of society, there'd be violence, there'd be all sorts of awful things would happen. It didn't happen. In fact, the opposite happened. You know, we made bread, you know, that 300% increase.
Some of us tried to make bread.
Exactly. But, you know, we volunteered at a rate that's never been seen before in this country. We temporarily flattened a two-tier health system. We housed homeless people. And many of us were able to tell people around us that we loved them, you know. So something very profound happened. And there's that Dutch writer, Bergman, and I think that's what he's getting at in his most recent book called Humankind. There's a redundant story, a redundant kind of narrative out there that says when human beings are left to their own devices, that they'll rampage, they'll murder and they'll pillage. And when we look back at the last 12 weeks,
that is entirely not what has happened here at all. Today we're looking for we found the silver lining, I suppose, in all of this. Nobody would wish COVID to visit our shores, but it did. And maybe we found we're not such a bad lot after all.
You know, yeah. And I think what's kind of, what we're realising, or what this has kind of brought us to, is that human beings, by that idea that human beings by their very nature are selfish or self-interested, COVID, that maybe the silver lining, has really challenged that. It's challenged that idea of fundamental badness. So there's an idea in this part of the world, a Judeo-Christian idea, that human beings are fundamentally bad. And actually what's been challenged over the last 12 weeks is that very notion. that in fact we are not very bad. COVID-19 has demonstrated really that something extraordinary about the human heart, the human mind, the human capacity, that what we've witnessed is the instinct, actually, Mary, to cooperate rather than to compete, to trust rather than mistrust, and to behave in ways that support the greater good as opposed to individual instincts. So if there is a silver lining, I really think that's what it is.
You've been coming into us since the schools closed back in March, the 12th of March, 12 weeks on. What else strikes you? What else jumps out?
You know, I was thinking about this during the week, and psychologists and psychiatrists, we look out for something clinically in human beings, a thing called adjustment disorder. An adjustment disorder, really put very simply, is that inability for us to cope with a crisis that we face in life. So a relationship breakdown or a cancer diagnosis, really the difficulty of trying to get your head and heart around that. So we call that in the business an adjustment disorder. And what I think is really incredible is that we have, as a nation, faced this incredible crisis. We have been, and in that, what's been remarkable, as I look back, is that the lack of adjustment disorder as a nation. You know, we've adjusted. And I'm not, Mary, for a moment minimising the pain and the brutality of bereavement in these last few months, or the impact on people's financial and on their mental health, or for a moment to ignore what COVID-19 has thrown a light on, the existing inequality in society. So not to romanticise any of this, you know, not to minimise any
of
that.
But if there was something psychologically that helped us to avoid an adjustment disorder, what was that? Is there a lesson here?
I think there's a fundamental lesson. And I think when it comes to avoiding a national adjustment disorder, adjustment difficulty, we've done remarkably well. And none of us wanted this. None of us wanted isolation, the fear, our lives been radically interrupted, and more than 1,600 deaths. We did not want that. There's a valuable lesson here, Mary, because a once-in-a-lifetime lesson, and the research points to this too. We simply put, we cope better, we live better lives, we live happier lives when we start to accept the bits that we don't want. When we start to accept that life will involve lots of things we don't want. So when we manage to do that, incredible things begin to change. That we've said it once here before, but what we resist persists, even at an emotional level. So when we begin to turn up to the bits of our lives that we don't want, we didn't want COVID, but when we begin to turn up to it, we can do something very different. And I think that's what we've done. That's what we've done as a nation.
Well, Paul, you've come to the end of your current stint with us on Drive Time, but we will have you back again. And thanks for your wise words over the past 12 weeks. All of Paul's pieces are available to download on the RTE Radio Drive Time website. Dr. Paul Dalton, thank you. Still to come on Drive.